It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and the weather outside is frightful. Not nearly as frightful, though, as what's happening inside our minds.
Oh, man.
Ugh, we need to clear that out.
That's a blizzard.
A little holiday colonic with a brand new What's on your mind? Where we go around the room and ask each member of the morning show what they've been thinking about lately, starting with Brooke. Brooke, what's on your mind?
You know, I think I finally lost it. Like, lost any, like, coolness I had.
You thought it was still there.
I don't know. I went out with my girlfriends. We went and saw a holiday show. And then afterwards, my best friend and I are like, oh, we'll just sneak off and have one more drink together. Because I just haven't had much one-on-one time with her. Nor have we gone to a bar in forever.
Yeah, that's nice.
So, yeah, super fun. Cool. So we go in, and it's a pretty crowded bar, but not too bad. And the bartender comes over, and he just has this, like, annoyed air about him. Like, I can't put my finger on it, but I just am getting these vibes, like, he's rolling her eyes that we're even there.
Okay.
What were you doing?
I don't know. It's just the sense I'm
getting. Were you snapping at him?
No,
like, hey.
No, I swear. I didn't even say anything to Jeffrey, right?
Right.
And so he slides our drinks across, and then he walks away. Like, just, like, doesn't care.
Like, here
about
you
us.
Go.
Yeah, and and my best friend, Lily's like, oh, he's giving them to us for free. He wants us to have a great time. I'm like, I don't think so.
Like, he's not hitting on us.
No, I'm, like, thinking that he just doesn't want to talk to us anymore.
Yeah.
Okay. This is the leave me alone, go away.
Yeah. So we wait and wait, and I'm like, we're still going to be here, so I guess if he needs us to pay, he'll come find us? Like, just ignoring us. So we go outside on the patio, we sit down. We're there for like two minutes, and the bouncer that's sitting at the door goes, wow, since you guys showed up, this place has been dead.
Oh, no!
And then he follows it up like, are you scaring everybody off?
Oh, what'd you do?
I'm just repelling people at this point.
Nobody
wants the moms at the bar, apparently.
That hurt.
Okay,
so
I'll go out with you, Brooke.
Yeah, I don't like Jeff's like pity look that he has on his face right now.
I just feel bad.
Yeah. But I did get the drinks for free.
Oh. Hey, that's good because he felt bad.
No, because he just didn't want to talk to us anymore.
He doesn't want to ask for the bill.
Nope. Jose, what's been on your mind?
Well, every year for Christmas, I use the same website pretty much to get my mom's gifts.
Yeah.
Because there's one that I use and it has all these cute holiday trinkets and like knickknacks. Mm, and
this is like Lovers?
No.
Oh, that's not what you get your mom?
No, because I love her, yeah.
Oh, okay, you're not different.
No, totally not. Okay. She loves everything on this website.
Okay.
So this past weekend, I checked my mail, and I got a letter from them apologizing that they weren't able to deliver my snow globe.
Okay.
And I was confused because I haven't bought anything yet. I haven't bought anything since last Christmas.
Did you sign up for some frequent buyer program?
I'm glad you asked, Brooke.
Oh, no.
I looked into this.
Oh, God.
I checked my emails. I texted my parents. And I confirmed that after last year, after I bought her gift, I somehow clicked some, like, auto subscription button.
For a snow globe?
For snow globes.
That's a fake?
And my mother, every month, for 11 months, has received a snow globe from me and hasn't told me.
How thoughtful, Jose.
I text them.
What is she doing with 11 snow globes?
Why hasn't she thanked you?
I text her and she's like, I love my snow globes. Every month I get one and I put it on the snow globe table and I have some, like, you have a snow globe table now?
How much does this cost you?
Hundreds of dollars.
Oh, my God.
Like, these are not cheap. You think if it's a free, it's like a $5 snow globe. These are like $20, $30, $40 snow globes.
And your mom is just like, what a thoughtful son I have.
Except for she's not going to get her Christmas one because it's so
weird. Oh, no.
But anyway, I'm accidentally a good son.
That would only happen to you.
Yeah, I know, right?
You would be the only one that wouldn't notice it's coming out of your, like, credit card statement every month.
All the Postmates are probably hiding there. So I'm seeing all the money go. I'm like, it's the food delivery.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Social media coordinator Alexis, tell us what's been on your mind.
So, okay, I'm also having a hard time finding gifts for my family.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
It was, like, easy for years because, like, I just bought stuff from my college, you know, like Boise State hats, Boise State shirts.
Yeah.
Easy. I'm a Bronco mom.
Super basic.
Now
what do you do?
Exactly, Jeff. So, you know, I need help finding stuff from around here, guys. From work so they can represent our show.
No.
Jose, do you want to give her the website for the snow globes?
you think it just like some free Brooke and Jeffrey swag?
Yes,
is that what you want? Like
exactly.
A free t-shirt and some keychains?
I like a little bit more specific though. Like my mom likes to drink, so I'm thinking like a Brooke and Jeffrey koozie, you know?
Oh.
With maybe like your face on it, Brooke, that says like mama needs a drink. Oh, you know?
We like can sell those. Okay. Listeners would buy that.
Actually, we should make that.
Yeah,
right?
Really good.
I know, and my little brother, he like only really likes to play on his iPad.
Yeah.
So I was hoping like Digital Jake, you could maybe make a game for us, like a Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning
like
game.
An app game?
Like an app I could gift him.
I like how you don't know what to get your family for Christmas,
yeah.
But you've put the work on us.
Yeah.
To
I
make
just have
things
some ideas.
For you.
Yeah, you guys could just customize some stuff for me to give them.
All right.
Yikes.
I need help.
Yeah. Jeffrey, what's on your mind?
Well, you guys know that we're supposed to have our company holiday party next week.
Yes.
Yeah, fancy steakhouse.
It's at this really nice steakhouse, nice restaurant, in a private room in there.
So yeah. Cool.
And I'm so worried about it.
Why?
What?
I just think it's going to be awkward.
Well, of course it is. That's what company parties are, Jeffrey.
And
any party you've ever gone to, you're kind of awkward, dude.
Well, and the thing is, we didn't even have a holiday party last year because of everything going on. So now it's been 2 years.
Yeah.
There's been a ton of turnover in the company.
Oh, I don't know who anyone is in the holiday
party.
Seriously, I don't know anybody who works here anymore.
I didn't think
and
of that.
So I feel like I'm going to spend the entire time just introducing myself or reintroducing myself to everybody there. Like, hey, I know I look like I work in the graphics department, but no, I'm the lead host of the show that you're making all these videos for.
Yeah, I'm Brooke.
Yeah.
All you say, you don't ever say like, hey, what's your name? Don't do that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just say, it's good to see you. It's so generic.
Oh, make them feel like the awkward one.
Yeah, it's so good to see you.
I wasn't even thinking that far in advance. I was like, I'm going to bring a flask. And I'm just going to...
Bro, they have a bar.
No.
It'll be cheap.
It's not going to be enough.
Oh my God.
I don't want to pay for the drinks either. I'm just going to...
It is a nice steakhouse. It's probably $50 drinks.
I'm warning you now. Jeffrey's coming in hot.
Oh, no.
For the holiday Christmas party.
It's a lunchtime Christmas party, Jeffrey.
I know. It happens at like 1 p.m.
You're going to be so drunk.
I'm coming in on fire.
I support this.
If I don't remember, then it's good.
Okay.
Okay, well, so blackout.
All right. Let's hope you're still employed the next day.
Yeah.
Text in to 78592. Tell us what's been on your minds. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.